Zok the Mishnah Baita Masechtas Erevin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. We're going to learn over here a list of different things, different categories of food that could be used for an Erev, despite the fact that there is some possible halachic problem with it. For example, Ma'arvin, you can make an Erev B'dmai, with Dmai. What is Dmai? Dmai is food that was purchased from an Ama Aretz. So Chazal made a takana that we have to separate Trumas Meiser from this. We're scared that the Amorites didn't separate all of the Meisers. The word Demai comes from the words Domai. What is this? Because this was only a concern, maybe the Amoratsim didn't separate all the Meisers, so Chazal didn't make everyone separate certain Meisers when you bought Tvua from an Amorites. If you were poor, you didn't have to. So Zakta Mishnah, Me'arvim Demai. You can make an Erev with Demai. Remember the Tanakhama in the previous Mishnah that said you can make an Erev for a Nazir with wine or for Yisrael with Truma? Tanakhama holds as long as anyone can eat it, it's okay. So being that you have poor people that can eat it, you can make an Erev with Demai. And even according to Simchas, who says, no, you can't make an Erev for Yisrael with Truma. There has to be some possibility that the person should be able to eat it. So technically there's a possibility here. Somebody decided all of his Nechasim are Hefker. So he's poor, and if he's poor, he could eat the ma. He doesn't have to do it, but there's a possibility to do it, and that's enough for Erev. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, what else can you use for an Erev? Uba Maiserishan Shanitla Truma Asai. You can use Maiserishan. Maiserishan goes to the Levi, whose Truma has been taken. Wait, so we know that after Truma is separated, you have to take Maiserishan and give it to a Levi. That's exactly 10% of what remains after the Truma was taken. We also know that there's Meiser min ha-Meiser, or Trumas Meiser. In other words, when the Levi gets this Meiser, he has to separate Truma and give it to a Kain. One-tenth of the tenth, that's called Trumas Meiser. So our Mishnah is telling us that you can use for an Erev Meiserishan where the Truma was taken. What's the Chiddush? That's exactly what has to be. Of course you can use it. So maybe you remember from Masechta the Shabbos, where we explained, now, we're talking about a case where only Trumas Meiser was taken. But the regular Truma that has to go to the Kohen, that wasn't taken. Wait a second, if the regular Truma wasn't taken to be given to the Kohen, so it's Tevel. That means it's forbidden. What's the Shaila? You can't use it. Well, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Levi went and took his Meiser before the Tefuah was threshed and prepared for storage. And the chiyuv of Truma didn't set in yet. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Even though all we have over here is the Levi taking off the Truma's Meiser, there was no regular Truma, it still could be used for an Erev. Vayitra says the Mishnah, b'Meiser Sheni, you can use Meiser Sheni, v'Hegdash or Hegdash Shenivna, that was redeemed. Again, so what's the chiddush? If it's redeemed, the kedusha goes off it, so you're allowed to eat it. The kedusha goes on to the money. So if you remember from Masechta Shabbos, the one who redeems it, if he's the original owner, he has to add a chaymish. He has to add a fifth to the value of what he's redeeming. And the Mishnah is talking about a case where he didn't do it, he didn't add the chaymish. So although he didn't add the chaymish, he just redeemed it for the amount of money that it's worth, we still say it could be used for an Erev. Now again, we have the same problem with Meiser Sheni or with Hegdish. Hegdish is stam. I magdish something. I take an item and say it belongs to Hegdish, and then I want to redeem it. So you have to add a chaymish. He didn't. I took this food and I said it's Hegdish. I redeemed it for its value without adding a chaymish. I was supposed to if I'm the original owner, but I could still use it for an Erev even though I didn't add the chaymish. Vaitra says in Mishnah, V'ha-kehanim b'chala u'betroma. Kehanim can make an Erev with chala. That's when you separate chala. When you bake bread, you have to take off part and give it for the kayin, that's called challah, or with truma. Avaloi b'tavel, but you can't use tavel. What does tavel mean? Tavel is a name given to anything where I didn't take off the truma semaisris. So prior to taking off the truma semaisris, it's called tavel. The word tavel comes from the word tav and loy, not good. It's not good. It's not yet fit to be used. Some say it comes from the word tavla, which is like a board or a table. Can you eat a board or a table, says the Aruch? No. Well, you also can't eat something that no Trumas and Meisers were taken from. And because you can't eat it, you can't use it for an Erev. Now you may ask, but what's the problem? There's a way to fix it. Just take off Trumas Yemaishas. How come I can't use it for the Erev? So we've already explained in the previous Mishnah. Once Shabbos comes, you can't separate Trumas Yemaishas. So if it's Tevel at the beginning of Shabbos, it's going to stay Tevel for this Shabbos. Vayitra says, the Mishnah v'leibah Maaser Rishon Shaloi Nitla Trimasai. You can't use for an Erev Maaser Rishon. It's supposed to go to the Levi. The Truma was not taken from it. What's the Chiddush? It's Tevel. Zokta Gemara, we're talking about someone who reversed the order. He first gave the Maaser Rishon to the Levi before he separated the Truma. But he did this after it was already threshed and stored. There was already a Chiv to take off Truma. So the Levi has to separate both the regular Truma and the Truma's Maaser. In the previous case, the Levi got it before it was threshed and stored. So there was no Chiv of Truma yet. But in this case, it can't be used. All proper trumas are taken. Vayitra says the Mishnah v'leibe Maaser Sheni v'Hegdash Shaloi Nivdu. You also can't use for an Erev Maaser Sheni and Hegdash that was not redeemed. Now, if it was not redeemed at all, it would be obvious. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, again, do you remember from the Masechta Shabbos? They were redeemed, but it wasn't redeemed properly. It was redeemed with a coin that didn't have a tzura on it. Now, there was a regular piece of metal, even though it had the value, but it has to officially be a coin. Zok the Mishnah v'Vayitra, Shaleach Eruvai, we'll soon touch the words. Let's understand exactly what's happening over here. I'm in my house. I know I have 2,000 amas, let's say, to the west of my house. My Rebbe's giving a shir, 4,000 amas away. So I want to put an eruv tichumen exactly in the middle. I want to go 2,000 amas, put down an eruv, so I can go 2,000 amas to the eruv, and from there another 2,000 amas to my Rebbe's shir. I have to put down the eruv before Shabbos. I need someone to bring the Erev, to carry the Erev to the special place. So a Shaleach Eruvai, someone who sends his Erev b'yad Cheresh, someone who's deaf. Chazal say Cheresh, it usually means someone who can't either hear or speak. Shaita, a person who doesn't have Das. He's deranged, v'katan, or a small child, a minor. Or b'yad Mishayna Moide b'Erev, or he sends it with someone who doesn't accept what Chazal were masakin about an Erev. He's not maimin in the words of the Chachamim. Perhaps he's a Kuti. The Kutim were people that Sancheirav Melech Asher forced to come live in Eretz Yisrael. They were makabal upon themselves to become Gerim, but that was only because they were scared of lions. It's a long story. They didn't recognize the words of Chazal. They didn't say you can't go outside of the Tchum, or that an Erev somehow works. So in these cases, if I sent my Erev with one of these people, ain't an Erev, it's not an Erev. How do you know the Kuti didn't just put it into a garbage someplace? Or didn't eat it himself? Maybe he was a Tzedaiki. A Tzedaiki where people didn't believe in Torah Shel Bapeh. You can't trust these people. In the case of the Cheresh Shaita of a cotton, they don't have enough Das to do it correctly. Or to be responsible. However, Zok the Mishnah Vayter, the im amal la'acher, if he told somebody else lekabloi mimenu to take it from him, erez a eruv, then it's a good eruv. What happened over here? It's true. He may have sent the eruv with a cheresh, a shaita, a katan, a kuti, or a tzedaiki, but he told someone else, a responsible kosher person, your job is to take it from them and to put it down by the exact place at the end of the 2,000 amas. Then there is an eruv, but only on the condition that I could see that this possible person is giving it over to the hands of the kosher person. Even though I don't see the kosher person going weiter and putting it in the right place, but for that I say there's a chazaka, that the shliach probably did his shlichas. Okay, let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah you can make an Erev with Dumai, that tzvur that was purchased from Ama Aretz, even though he didn't separate all the maestros chazal want him to separate. Didn't separate the trumas maestros shel Dumai. We learned you can make an Erev with Maaser Rishon Shenitla Trumasai, even though the first Truma wasn't taken, but it went to the Levi before there was a Chiv for the first Truma to be taken. We learned that you can make an Erev with Maaser Sheni and Hegdish that were redeemed, although they weren't redeemed 100%, because he didn't add the Chaimish that the original owner has to add. We said that Kehanim can use Chala or Truma, really anyone can, but they can't use Tevel. By the way, we forgot to mention this when we were learning the Mishnah originally. What's the Chiddush that you can't use Tevel? Of course, it's Aser. The chiddush is that it's only tevel midrabbanan, because we're talking about something that was grown in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole at the bottom. Min haTorah, you don't have to give trumas u'maasos in this, but Chazal said that you have to. Even though it's only tevel midrabbanan, we still say that you can't use it. We also said that, you know what else wouldn't work for an Erev? Maaser Rishon, that Truma wasn't taken from it. Even though Trumas Maisa was taken from it, but Lamaisa, it came to the lady's hand after there was already a Chiev to take off Truma Gedayla, after it was threshed and stored, and we never took off the first Truma that has to go to the Kayan. We also learned that you can't use for an Erev Maaser Sheni and Hegdish that was not redeemed, even though it was redeemed with metal, but it wasn't a coin. It's not a coin, and the redemption doesn't work. In the second part of the Mishnah, we learned that if someone sends his Erev in the hands of a Cheresh Shait of a Katan, or someone who doesn't have respect for the words of a Chacham, it's not an Erev, unless he appointed someone else to take it from him and put it down in the right place, and he sees the way the Cheresh Shait of a Katan, or the person who's not made of an Erev, gives it over to that person under those circumstances, it would be a good Erev.